Hello, friends. This is Paul Sharp, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I'm just checking in with you today with a short people-raising video. I call this series of videos people-raising after the title of a book by that name. The book is by Bill Dillon from Moody Publishers. It's been a very successful book and program that Bill has developed through the years in his ministry. He became very accomplished at raising financial support for his own ministry, and then teaching others how to do it. And he wrote the book, and he gives conferences. And Friends of Israel requires that we go through his material. In fact, I attended his conference down in the Chicago area last September, and we utilized principles from his material. And so he even gave me specific permission to be able to say, I'm people raising. So I tell people I'm not raising support, I'm people raising, raising people, ministering to people while attempting to raise financial support to engage in the ministry full time and unhindered for the Friends of Israel. That's our goal. That's our purpose right now. This is a support raising position, which a concept that many of you are familiar with in various areas in Christian ministry. And that's what we've been tasked to do in our work with the Friends of Israel. But again, we view it not as raising support, but people raising. And I wanted to share just a story in line with that. If you watched our most recent interview on Israel with Pat Neff, Pat was the director of church ministries. When I came on board with the Friends of Israel, he was really helpful to me in many ways and just went above and beyond for Lynette and I in coming on with Friends of Israel, and just really convinced us in the plan of God to join the team with the Friends of Israel, and encouraged us and helped us. And in training under Pat, actually before we came into the position officially, I was learning from him about the ministry, and he said something that I will never forget. He did it by way of telling a story about a dear lady who made the comment to Pat that, boy, we sure would love to have a Friends of Israel Bible conference in our little church, but we could never afford that. And I remember Pat telling the story, you know, I'm sure that the way that he said it in real life was reflected in his retelling. And he said, ma'am, if you want the Friends of Israel in your church, the Friends of Israel will be there. And he went and did that prophecy conference or Bible conference himself. And that is not just Pat Neff. That is our philosophy, our lifeblood with the Friends of Israel. And I tell people that now all the time. If you want the Friends of Israel to be there, with God's help, we'll be there. And really, that's why we're raising support, so that ultimately we can go wherever God calls us to go and wherever his people ask us to go. And so we don't have to say, well, we can come and do this conference, but let me figure out what the cost for that will be. No, we don't have to do that at all. If we're fully supported for the ministry and a church wants us to come, and maybe they can't pay anything, but maybe they need us to be there, and the Lord God wants me to go there, well, we can go. If we're supported, we're already supported. No, it's great if the church wants to make a contribution and help with our funding and our support, and if it would even consider voting to contribute regular support to our account, that would be fantastic. But you see, it's not a prerequisite for the ministry or for us to come and serve the Lord and present his word and represent the Friends of Israel and talk about the all-important things that we focus on in churches almost every Sunday, and many times on Wednesday nights and other times as well. So I say now what Pat said to that dear lady: if you want the Friends of Israel to be there, will be there. And I say that to you, listening friend. I would love to have you contact us if you're interested in our ministry. You can contact me right here through my page on sermonaudio.com. You can also reach out to us through my Friends of Israel Facebook page at facebook.com/pscharf.foi. Send me an email at pscharf@foi.org. You can also give to our ministry if God moves on your heart and so leads you. Listen, we aren't going to do any of the things we're doing, including coming to you here on Sermon Audio, ultimately, without the help of God's people to give to allow us to do this. Now, I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on anyone who's listening. I'm glad for everyone who's listening, and not everyone who is listening is going to give or is able to give, and that's certainly fine. But if God would lead you, you can give to our ministry account right here through this page on sermonaudio.com/pscharf, or you can go to foi.org/sharf, S-C-H-A-R-F, and you can give to our account. And we would be so very grateful, and I pray that God would bless you for it if you do. I just wanted to share this little account from my training under Pat, who you got to see this week, and the interview on Israel. And so while he's fresh on your minds, think about what he said. And please think about what I'm saying also. And I really appreciate you listening to this short people-raising segment. And I pray that God will bless you until we get together electronically here again. And thanks for listening. God bless.